Hey fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Hey fashionpreneurs, welcome back to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I am so excited to be here with you guys again today. This entry is going to be a little more quick. I'm doing another countdown, which I've been loving, and I hope you guys are too. So today's countdown is 5 of my favorite brands to watch right now. They are all so different. They come from so many different backgrounds. They have so many different histories, and I cannot wait to share them with you guys. So let's jump right in. So first brand that I'm going to be talking about is an alumni brand of the Fashionpreneur Academy. She is dear to my heart, the founder, Dana Williams. Dana actually came to me prior to COVID, prior to the pandemic hitting LA. She's based in LA. And she wanted to develop this boho chic inspired line. And I was so in love with the idea. I was so in love with the concept. And then COVID hit and a lot of our factories shut down and she had to switch gears. And what I love about Dana is her resilience, and she is willing to make her brand pivot without altering her target customer. And that is why I love her brand so much, because she's ahead of the curve in so many ways. So Dana is the founder of a brand called Coco Harley. And this line that I assisted her in developing and that she developed so beautifully, she designed every piece and it was just gorgeous. She wasn't able to put it out when she wanted to. So she pivoted and she created a line of masks that were also scarves. So these masks had these long scarf pieces that you could tie anyway around your face, around your neck. You could just let them hang. It was gorgeous. And I loved it. I was so inspired by it. And I remember what she told me she wanted as far as her creative direction for her launch of the boho line that was, you know, clothing. And she was able to still follow a lot of that methodology with the mask. And I loved it so much. So I'm so excited because her brand launched and did really, really, really well when it first launched. Like, she surpassed her goal and I was just so excited for her. So she's one of my favorite brands to watch right now. Coco Harley, check her out on Instagram and buy your mask. I love them. I love everything about them. I think that they are so feminine. I think that they are so creative. She has so many opportunities for so many women to wear them. So we're keeping our fingers crossed that these opportunities come into fruition and that she just wakes up one day and sees all these women on social media wearing her products. But she's been a killer at networking. So I think I love the work ethic behind what she's doing. She's already an entrepreneur, but just to see the work ethic behind it, I just love the brand even more. So Coco Harley for sure. Now, another brand to watch, all of us should know this brand, Telfar. If you don't know it by now, you should know it. Telfar is a Black-owned, amazing line. They are known for their bags, but they also do have some clothing as well. They have do-rags, t-shirts, pretty much you name it, they got it. And they are known for their handbags. These Telfar bags are the hottest commodity. They have won awards. They are amazing. And what I love about Telfar is that it's made for everyone, and their brand is for everybody. Children wear it. Women, men, it doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter how old you are. You can wear a Telfar bag, and they come in so many different colors. They are so beautifully made. And what I love about the brand is that even though they're a huge brand now, they never lose their core culture. They never step away from the fact that they make these products for everyone. And I'm so inspired by their content. That's what I love most about them. And they have this really dope program called their security program, which is just a cool way of saying pre-order. And what they do is basically allow you to secure your bag. So they open the store for pre-order for a certain amount of time. They get as many orders as they can, and they're making a killing. And after they get these orders, they put the products into production. Your order gets shipped months later, and they give you a time frame in which your order will get shipped. And they tell you in the comments, don't email me about your order. No, don't DM me. You have no reason to contact me after that. They do it in a nice, cool way. It doesn't sound nice, but it is. It's kind of more so just them being stern, saying I'm telling you, when you order this bag on pre-order, don't ask me if I can ship it earlier. I just told you when I can ship it type thing. And it comes off aligning with their brand though. And that's why I think it's so cool, because their brand is for everyone and it's super badass. And they talk to you with support and love, but in a way where they are being stern and letting you know, yeah, I love you, but don't get on my nerves. And I think it's so cool the way that they showcase their content. When they showcase their security programs, I love how they do it. They did this really dope thing in Manhattan recently where the Telfar logo was in the sky in Manhattan. Everybody was looking up like, oh, look, it's Telfar, Telfar. And they were basically promoting that the security program was opening up. And I was like, yo, their marketing is crazy. Telfar runs New York. Like, it's just so cool. I love everything about New York. I am so inspired by New York. I love everything about the city. I just love it. And I just love that they focus in on New York so much. I remember for holiday, they went live and was at some building off of Manhattan singing. It was just like, they're insane. They have so much fun and they make it really fun to be a brand and they make it really fun to be a minority brand. And they've been copied. I remember guests copied their brand and took their product right off because of backlash from social media. And I feel like we need to continue to support as many brands as possible to keep what's ours. It is our duty to protect what's ours, y'all. So continue to shop Telfar. It's absolutely one of my favorite brands. I have not been able to get a bag, but next security program, I am praying that I get my bag. Checkout is crazy. I can only imagine how many people are on their site at once, but I love everything about the brand. So Telfar is my favorite because of their content and the way they announce their security program is crazy. And a lot of the time, y'all, it's really just a bunch of user-generated content mashed up. So they make it so simple. Like, they just make it simple to be a vibe. And that is why I love the brand. So it's something that's really hard to explain, but you have to experience. They get art and they get that everybody is art and every person is creative and every person deserves this product. And I think it's so badass. So shop Telfar. The bag's for everybody. Next up, my favorite next up is Samaria Leah. I love Samaria's brand. She kills denim. So y'all, I'm a denim lover. I love denim. I'm always the girl that's going to get a pair of Levi's tailored to fit perfectly. I'm just that girl. I love denim. And Samaria, I think she's actually LL Cool J's daughter, if I'm not mistaken. And she does not play when it comes to denim. She reworks denim. She has her own denim line. And she does like these little really minor spins on denim. She makes it very sexy with cutouts right at the butt. She gives you a little thigh action. She's just fly. And I absolutely love everything about what she does and everything about what she touches. She has like these denim pieces that she laces up. It's just fly. It's just super fly. And a lot of people wear her brand. It's been featured a lot of times and she stays consistent with denim. And she has a few basics here and there outside of denim, but for the most part, it's a denim brand. And I feel like nobody understands the curves of a woman other than a woman that's curvy. And she gets it. The denim fits like a glove. I absolutely love it. So check it out.
Hey, fashionpreneur. I hope you're enjoying this entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries podcast. I wanted to take a second and invite you to my brand new free masterclass, Boutiques versus Brands, How to Scale Your Label to See 5 Figures Monthly. I've been able to successfully do this for many years, and I'm excited to share this information with you guys. Within class, I'm really excited because we're going to be doing a case study on my good sis, Rihanna. Yes, Riri. I'm going to be showing you guys how the GOAT creates so much inclusion and how she markets her brand so successfully, and what I take from her brand and what I want you guys to take and create within your brands. I'm also going to be showing you guys some information about wholesale vendors, developing your own fashion label if you're a designer like myself. The list goes on. We're going to talk about Facebook ads. I mean, it's just so much. So I'm just going to stop here so you can get back to this entry, but make sure you register right now at thefashionpreneuracademy.com/webinar. I'll see you in class. All right.
Okay. Another brand that I absolutely love is Muse Brand. Muse Brand is Philly based. My Asia is the owner. Love everything about her style. She's one of my favorites. She is so innovative. And what I love about her brand, she also has reworked some denim as well, but she has everything. She really constructs with the woman's body in mind. She reworks and develops denim. She customizes shorts. She customizes latex I've seen her with. She plays with leg warmers and makes denim leg warmers. Like, she creates these killer accessories to finish the look. And she also creates a lot of pieces that are more merch style. So I absolutely love Mie's brand. And she's working on developing even more styles. She has some really great one pieces coming. She has really great dresses. I love these like ribbed dresses that she came out with last summer. She just gets it. And it's very light. Her pieces are always light in material. It's something that's very sexy. It gives me that 90s like Von Dutch vibe. That's what her brand gives me. And as far as the denim, it gives me Y Project for way less, but you deserve every penny of it. So, she deserves every penny for it. So I absolutely love her brand. She's one of my favorites as well. All right. Another new brand that I fell in love with is a brand called Born to Roam. It is an accessory brand that I am in love with. They are known for their hats. Men and women can wear these hats. Y'all, they are made with so much love. The tailoring on them, they're perfect. The accessories are gorgeous. It's very boho. It's handbags, it's necklaces, belts that can be worn as necklaces. What I love about the brand is they show you how to wear the products multiple ways. They show you how you can go from having a belt to a necklace, how you can go from having earrings to having accessories and charms on your belt. Like you're going to get your money's worth out of their products. And it really finishes the look. So I love everything about Born to Roam. You have to check out their hats, y'all. Like they are just beautiful. They come in so many different colors. They are worth every penny. Their necklaces. I remember when I met the owner, Jen, at an event, and I was like, yo, every bit of your accessories, it's you're killing the game. Like you're killing it, girl. And I remember just falling in love with her pieces immediately and checking out her site. And I was like, oh, I need everything. So Born to Roam is a brand to watch. She is on the move. She's killing it. And she knows her customer. And she is sticking with her. It is the stylish girl that's going to pop on that leather blazer. But she needs a hat. She needs a good gold necklace. She needs good gold earrings and a red lip to finish the day. That's literally what Born to Roam is all about. So check it out. I think it's like such a bomb name for a brand too. All right. And another brand that I want you guys to watch is Lips and Honey. Lips and Honey is a newer indie brand. They're 100% design. I love a designer label, y'all. I love a label where I know that every piece was made here with love and care. And that is what Lips and Honey is about. They are known right now for their mesh pieces. My best friend wore one on her birthday and she looked gorgeous. It was so innovative. And if we ran into someone else on vacation with the same dress on, it was like, okay, so we're y'all on too, because we on. Their content is really, really consistent and I'm very inspired by their content. And they attract the exact girl they're designing for, which is the woman that's in her 20s, late 20s, that is on vacation, that is relaxing, that's the entrepreneur that wants to feel sexy, that might want a bathing suit, cover up, or she wants to wear that sexy mesh dress with a thong under. Like, it's very sexy. And that's what I appreciate about Lips and Honey. It gives you lips and honey, okay? So I absolutely love their brand, and I want you guys to check their brand out as well. So those are some of the brands. Like I said, I wanted to give you guys a quick snapshot. Quick snapshot of some of the brands that I've been watching and what I love about them. Lips and Honey, like I said, is definitely becoming one of my favorites because summer's coming up and it's covered in mesh. I'm a mesh lover. I feel like Mue's brand is my go-to when I need a good pair of tailored fly denim pants that are reworked and are going to make me stand out. Whereas though Samaria is where I go for a little bit more of a modest twist on denim. Little more like that Levi inspiration. Born to Roam is where I go for all my accessories, y'all. Coco Harley is the mask queen right now, and I'm really excited because she's transitioning back into her boho pieces, so that is something to remember as well. And then Telfar is just my favorite as far as content. So I hope you guys check out these brands, look at their social medias, look at Telfar's content to see how they announce these pre-orders. Like, they call it a security program. Like, they've stapled the process of waiting for your products. And this is the only way to get your hands on it now. And I think it's so dope. So check out Telfar's content and look at how everyone's inclusive. Check out Lips and Honey and look at how it's just enough sexy, but not too provocative. Check out Born to Roam for that boho inspiration, but also how to finish the look if you're somebody that's struggling with finishing looks. Like, look at these brands, y'all, and look at what's coming next. I have many more saved that I'll be sharing with you guys, but these are my favorites right now, today. And I want to continue to share with you guys more and more. So check them out. I hope you guys are doing your homework and staying ahead of the curve when it comes to marketing and staying ahead in what's happening in your industry. I talk about in one of my free masterclasses, Marketing Like Rihanna, and the importance of marketing like Rihanna. And Rihanna pays attention to what's happening in the industry and what's coming and what's leaving. And I need you to have the same energy for your brands and pay attention, y'all. Like, get out here and network. You should know these founders. They should be people that you can call up if possible. And when I say these founders, I'm talking about founders that you guys are connecting with and finding that inspire you. The ones that are emerging with you right across the table, not always networking upward, but networking more horizontally where you guys are able to connect with people right across from you. So don't be scared to connect with that peer. All right, y'all. Well, stay inspired, stay creative, and I will talk to you in our next entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries.